If you're innovating, creating, or making a difference, this show is for you.
Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
We're trying to get it done the night before the show, and it was just horrible. And I didn't even want to take it to the show. And Mike was like, it's a prototype. And so we took it to the show. But as soon as he put it on and started doing this puppet, everybody was taking pictures. And the first sale we had, I'm like, you really want to buy this?
Artist and special effects expert Patrick Voss is currently living his dream job, and it's due in large part to a zombie. Patrick is the owner and creative director of VFX Creative Studios in the greater St. Louis area. Since 1979, he's been creating seemingly impossible special effects for film, television, and professional Halloween haunts. But Patrick says that it took a zombie to enable him to do the work he loves full-time. As convention-goers waited in line to attend the recent Halloween convention Scare LA in Los Angeles in August, Patrick made his appearance with one of his life-size zombie puppets he had designed. The way this works is the puppet wraps around the wearer's waist and neck, making it look for all the world as if he or she has unfortunately stumbled into a zombie in full attack mode. After the shrieking and the laughter subsided, we talked about Patrick's experiences. Patrick, how did you first realize that creating cool stuff as an artist was something you really wanted to do?
I think when I was a small child growing up, I wanted to be a monster. And at some point in there, I started realizing that there's Hollywood people that make monsters, like Rick Baker. He's still, you know, one of my idols. Dick Smith, these great makeup artists. And then I aspired to be a monster maker like them and started making masks when I was in grade school. And from there, started selling them through stores. And then I got into the haunted house industry and started designing and building haunted houses like through the 80s and 90s. And I started getting into special effects for film also and doing things for corporate events, different things like that. But it just kind of like evolved into, you know, this whole thing that we do.
I got to wonder, as a small kid, when you say, Mom, I want to be a monster maker when I grow up, what kind of a reaction do you get?
She'd say, are you sure you don't want to be a doctor?
You wouldn't make as much money, I promise.
Yeah, or have as much fun.
Tell me some of your favorite stories about what you did, about doing the haunts, about getting into making the Hollywood special effects.
Man, gosh, there's a lot. I know growing up, and I, for some reason, I would always like make myself up as a monster or something and scare my sisters. But getting into the haunt industry was really interesting. Meeting these people who had haunted houses and then finding out what their needs were and then making masks or costumes or whole sets and got in, you know, just kind of rolled into that. And then we did Terror Visions, a haunted attraction in St. Louis, Missouri in 1993 through 96. And that was a major undertaking. And this whole time I'm married with children and trying to do this on the side, and it was crazy. And, you know, it's a crazy business because it is not seasonal if you try to do a haunted house. And I kind of worked my way through that and got that out of my system and then went into doing, you know, I was working for AT&T as a graphic artist for 22 years, actually, and then kept doing this stuff on the side. And then when I found out that AT&T was going to basically shut down our whole department and they let us know how much time we had left, and then I decided, this was 3 years ago, and I decided, okay, I gotta really get cranked up on this, all my sideline stuff, the special effects, because that's what I really wanted to do. And I'm like, this is my opportunity to try to do that full time. And pulled out my book of ideas, and we pulled about three or four ideas out of my book and started. And that's when I pulled in my friend Mike Dobby to be kind of a partner in this and help develop some of these products and try to make this an actual business. And we worked on all these ideas, and the one that was really seemed to be working was we're making these puppets. And so we made this prototype of a zombie puppet called Sally, Sidewinder Sally. And we took that to Transworld, the Transworld show in St. Louis. And that was 3 years ago in 2012. And I have to tell you, we were trying to get it done the night before the show. And it was just horrible. It just looked like just crap. And I didn't even want to take it to the show. And Mike was like, it's a prototype. And so we took it to the show. And I'm like, you know, we have flyers and information. At least we can give away, you know, maybe make some contacts at the show. But as soon as he put it on and started doing this puppet, it was like everybody was taking pictures. Everybody's interested. We ended up selling some. And the first sale we had, I'm like, you really want to buy this? So we knew we had something. So we sold a few of them at that show. And then we went back and we spent literally months developing it better, testing out materials, figuring out what to use to keep it lightweight and safe, how to design it to be safe and easily removable if you needed to in emergency. You know, every aspect of it with the actor in mind. And then we came back the next year with Sally. She was finished. And once we got her finished, we mailed out all those to the people who bought them, and which was kind of interesting because they bought off this cruddy prototype and then they got this finished, awesome Sally zombie puppet, and the reviews were coming back from these people going, oh my God, you just blew us away. This is so awesome. And then that helped us. And we came back the next year, 2013, to Transworld with, we had Sally and half zombie Bob and a werewolf and a scarecrow and Psycho the Clown. And we just blew them out of the water. It just was a phenomenal show. Everybody loved them. And we had a lot of things worked out. And it was lucky because that's right when I was actually losing my job. So I had this crazy transition from my corporate job and doing this on the side to shifting into doing this full time. And then we had to figure out production because we had so many orders. And then working all that off, you know, it took 6 months. And then setting up the business properly, it was quite a stressful year, but it was fun also. And then when we came back this year, we had 13 different puppets. We had like three clowns and a new psycho maniac prison guy and another zombie. And we just came back. We had a whole booth of puppets. It was just crammed full of stuff. And we did really well again. And we're trying to develop now. We've got all these other ideas in development. And we just came out with our newest product, which is the Minion Actor Sound System, which is based on our Puppet Master sound system we have custom made for our puppets, but it does all these other features to it. It's like you can load 6 sound effects, 6 audio clips, whatever they might be. It could be a special effect, it could be music, it could be a voiceover. And we built this with actors in mind because we all have haunt backgrounds, and when you're a haunt actor, you every night you're in there screaming and doing, you know, whatever you need to do to scare people, and halfway through the night, your throat is about gone. And so my intent was, let's make this actor sound system so you can load awesome sound effects and you can even do voiceovers of something you might have to say to everybody that's coming through. Like, you have to say this, like, welcome to the haunted mansion or whatever. And then they just lip sync to it. You don't lose your voice and you have consistency in your awesome sound effects and your voiceover. So it's all consistent through your show. And then rolling on that, we made it a PA system also. And you can buy an optional hacker kit so you can hack a prop or whatever you want, a prop or a costume with buttons and wirelessly activate sound effects and all this from up to like 30, 40 feet away. And then, and also the manufacturers we're working with, SG Labs, they're local in St. Louis. And they also helped us figure out how to wire this so that you can wire lighting effects and servos and make your buttons outputs with sound effects. So you can press a button, have a sound effect, and it actually could turn on a light or make something move also. It's got a lot of features and a lot you can do with it. So we're really excited about that too.
So we're talking about Halloween wearable art, in effect.
Yeah, exactly.
And Patrick says there's another side benefit to living with zombies.
My mom's happy.
Very cool. I'm wondering about the creative process when you have to run a business, too. What's a day like, and how do you come up with new things?
crazy. One thing I do have to say is I have an awesome group of people that Doug Schaefer is my main guy at the studio. He's our one full-time employee, and he is the jack of all trades. He knows how to do everything and every aspect. Very creative, very talented guy. And we also have Sandy Pan. She's our seamstress. She does all of our sewing. She also helps with when I got an idea and I'm like, okay, how can we do this to this costume or this piece so that we don't have to use this? And it's going to be better and easier to do. And she helps me figure stuff out like that, and then she can whip those out. Just great.
In addition to your great team, what helps you the most as an artist and innovator with getting new ideas?
I think part of that is finding out what people in the industry are looking for and also seeing what's out there and trying to do something that's not out there. Because I've had over the last couple of years, you know, I've had some of the guys go, hey, why don't we do that? And I'm like, well, they're doing that and they're doing it really well. Why would we copy them? And so it's just kind of like, I'd rather do things that nobody else does and have a new product that really captures people's attention and their imagination. So we really strive to do that. But talking, you know, like the show here at Scare LA, talking to people, finding out, you know, what their haunt's about, what their themes are in their haunt, what kind of things they want to do. And then when you're also talking to them about our products, it's almost like you're kind of brainstorming with them on things, and you get ideas that way too.
A neat idea. So speak in your own voice, listen to other people, find out the need and fill it, is what I've heard you say. What else would you say was most important that you've learned as an artist from your business about innovating, creating, and making a difference?
People do not know what to expect. That was a big lesson I learned when we first did Terror Vision's Haunted House. And I was so stressed out because we were going to open and nothing was ready. And you know, in my mind, we're not ready to open, but we did everything we could to where everything's passable and it works. And people come in, you know, people came in, went through it and just had a blast, you know, and I was just like, wow, because they didn't know what to expect. And that's something also to keep in mind when you're trying to build something. You have that in your head, you know, you as the artist know what it's supposed to be. And you got to understand that whatever you get done, the person who's going to come and look at it, they have no idea what it is. They don't know what to expect. So whatever you're presenting is all new to them. Even though if it's not done or it's not tweaked right or just the way you want it, it's still something that's going to wow them, hopefully.
Just like with Sidewinder Sally.
Yeah, exactly.
As we wrap up here, where can people find out more information about your puppets? Where can they find more about your PA system for actors and any new products you have?
Our website is vfxcreates.com, and we're also on Facebook at also vfxcreates.com, facebook.com/vfxcreates.
Thank you for your time today, Patrick.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You and I have been listening to Patrick Voss, owner and creative director of VFX Creative Studios in the greater St. Louis area. If you'd like to find out more about his attack line of zombie puppets or the Minion, which is the actor sound system, their website is vfxcreates.com. That's VFX, like Victory, Frank, X-Ray, and the word creates.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.